Today is Monday, October 2nd, 2023, and my name is Adam. Hello, everyone, and welcome to Geeky Gay. This is the show where I talk about my life 5 days a week, and you listen, and today is no different. It is National Custodial Workers Recognition Day. It is also National Name Your Car Day. It's National Fried Scallops Day. And it's National Produce Misting Day. Why does there need to be a day about produce misting? You know, I need to research this, actually. I'm gonna pull up old ChatGPT. And I'm gonna say, why do grocery stores mist their produce? And let's see what it says. Hydration. Many fresh produce items lose water through transpiration. By providing moisture-rich environment, the produce retains its water content, which helps in maintaining the freshness and crispness. There's more. Extended shelf life. Keeping produce hydrated can extend its shelf life. This means that fruits and vegetables can remain on the shelves for a longer time without becoming unsellable due to drying out or wilting. Enhanced appearance. Wet produce often looks fresher and more appealing to customers. The water droplets can enhance the color and texture of the fruits and vegetables, making them more attractive to shoppers. Maybe I need to mist myself. Just on a daily basis when I walk around, just, you know, a fresh spritz here or there and creating an ambiance. The misting, often accompanied by lighting, can create an appealing visual effect that gives a sense of freshness and quality in the produce section. So it's like a club, you know, they've got some music playing, they've got some lighting, they've got a mist going on, kind of like a smoke machine in a club. But there's apparently there's a fine balance here. Caveats, you can over mist. If you have too much moisture, it can be detrimental, leading to mold growth and rot. That was a Wendy's chicken sandwich. You guys, I've been having stomach. So anyway, go to your grocery store and enjoy the produce misting to celebrate today. I've been having some stomach issues, and you know, I'm related to my mother, and my mother has stomach issues. So I feel like this is going to be a thing. I feel like it's just, you know, it's a thing that happens, and as I get older, have stomach issues. I hope not, but you know, it is what it is. And the problem was that Mark, for his birthday, he had been wanting, and so I talked about this on The Mix on Friday night. But Friday, I was just having waterfall diarrhea. This is too much information, but I was having, and I was okay. I mean, I've been having some weird symptoms for the past week, like sniffles, but they would go away and come back, like transient sniffles. I don't know if that's the right terminology, but we'll just call it transient sniffles. And so, you know, so not consistent, but like, you know, 1 hour I'd be fine. I would start doing something and then sniffles. It'll be like a waterfall, you know, a little bit of body ache, but not horrible. Just a little bit of an ache, like, especially when I'm laying in bed. Then my stomach started hurting and feeling bloated, but pain as well. And then I was having this, you know, this diarrhea on Friday. And Mark was, anyway, so I took a COVID test. No COVID as far as I know. I mean, I know you can take multiple tests and sometimes you get a false positive, false negative. But I feel like if I take one and I don't have it, I'm good. Because I'm really not like... I'm not sneezing, coughing, et cetera, et cetera. Sniffles, but just a little bit, you know, just almost like allergies or something like that. Just tiny little sniffles and not consistent. And, but Saturday I was having these, you know, I was having this upset stomach. And when lunchtime came around, I didn't feel like eating lunch. And so I said, you know, Boyfie, you're going to need to figure out what your lunch is going to be because I'm not going to eat lunch. But we had planned this for his birthday week. He took us to a Japanese restaurant on Wednesday, which was his actual birthday. But then I was planning, or I had planned and made a reservation at a tapas place. Not a topless place, but a tapas, T-A-P-A-S, which is Spanish for little small plates. And he had been wanting to go to this place for a long time. And he said, hey, you know, you can do this or you can do the Japanese restaurant, whichever one you want to do. I'll do one. You do the other, you know, whatever. I would have done both because it was his birthday. But he's like, no, because we do restaurant of the week every week. And so he said, no, the Japanese place will be my restaurant of the week for the prior weekend. And then, you know, you can make the tapas place your restaurant of the week for, you know, that weekend. I'm like, OK, if that's what you want to do, fine. You know, whatever. It's your birthday. I'll pay for both if you want, but you know. So anyway, and he was like, I've been really looking forward to this tapas restaurant. So if your stomach is not, if you're not feeling well, let's cancel and do it at another time. But you know, I don't want to be the cause of him not getting to do what he wants to do. And it makes me feel really weird because I can't help it if I don't feel good. Like, there is nothing. But me being a people pleaser, it makes me feel guilty for being sick. It's like, I don't want to ruin your birthday week, you know. And so I was like, well, if I don't eat lunch, I think, you know, surely I'll be hungry by dinner time. And so I didn't eat anything, you know, just had fluids, but nothing. And I wasn't feeling horrible. Like we went about the day and did the normal things, but I just had kind of nausea, a little bit of stomach pain, you know, some stuff like that. And so we just kind of hung around and relaxed. We didn't really do a whole lot on Saturday, but I was like, no, we can do it. I promise you. He said, because if you're not going to be eating, it's going to hurt. It's going to ruin my experience. Or if you're not going to be enjoying the food. It's like, oh my God, I got to enjoy the food too. So luckily by dinner time, I won't say that I was hungry, but my stomach had settled down a little bit. Enough that I could actually eat food and be okay. Because at lunchtime, I was like, no, I just had nausea and ugh. Like, I didn't want to look at food. And so we went ahead and went. And I was like, no, I'm fine. I'm like pretending to be okay. I mean, not really. I mean, I was okay. But, you know, pretending to be better than I was probably. And because I didn't want to ruin his birthday or whatever. And so, or his birthday Saturday, you know. And so we went. The restaurant was mediocre at best. Everything we got was one note. Like, one flavor. No balance of flavors. No, you know, salt, sweet, acid. Just kind of one. Everything they brought out. The meatballs tasted like they bought them in the frozen food section. It was a nice looking restaurant. The interior, it's a new restaurant, and the interior was nice. The waitress, I don't know if that's an old term, the server was, I can't decide if it bothers me or not, but the server called us baby when she was, okay, and she was probably younger than me, but she was like, okay, baby, you know, what would you like to drink? Oh, I'd like a, you know, whatever, I'm going to get the, and she's like, okay, baby, okay, darling, what do you, and that is a very Southern thing, I feel like, but very rare. It is a, only, these days, it's a very special kind of person who feels comfortable calling their customers baby, you know, but very mediocre restaurant. It was okay. All right. For more episodes, you can go to geekygay.com. You can email me, adamburns.uk@gmail.com. You can call 479-221-9393. And you can find many more LGBT and LGBTQ plus friendly podcasts at pride48.com. I'll talk to you guys tomorrow. Bye, everyone.
This show is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.